Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is a very exciting time for your sister.
Boys, her body, trying to fit in.
Don't wuss out now.
Maybe if she felt that she could share more with you, you'd both be a lot happier.
This episode of Katie Afraidy includes sensitive subjects like suicide and self-harm. Our sense of humor is dark, but our hearts are big. We love you guys so much, and we totally understand if you want to skip this episode due to this content matter. If you are struggling and need help, please contact a friend, a family, a trusted colleague, or the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255, or go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org. You are loved. We love you. We care about you so much. Here at Katie Afraidy, our number one goal is to make people laugh, but our second goal is to make sure everybody is safe and happy and well. So once again, if you do not feel comfortable listening to this episode, please skip ahead. And if you're still here, please enjoy the episode. It is a wild ride.
People don't realize when you have curly hair, you can't brush it. You can only headbang.
Yeah.
And that's why metalheads have such volume.
Yeah.
You know? Any metalhead, you're like, how'd you get your hair like that? And he's like, watch.
And then you're like, wow, your neck is so strong. It's like, yeah, I have to beef it up so that I'm able to not give myself whiplash.
Everyone knows the curlier the hair, the stronger the neck. And we're back.
Yeet, here we go. Guys, welcome. Welcome, friends. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and this is another episode of Katie Afraidy.
Yay! Snaps,
a horror movie review podcast where I have on comedians, actors, filmmakers, and we shoot the shit about horror movies. And we get off track, we spoil, and, you know, it's a silly, goofy, ha-ha time.
Silly Goose Club.
But either way.
Yeah. It's about the friends you made along the way.
Yes. And either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Oh! You can't see it, but there's an intern hitting their vape underneath. There's one lightheaded kid.
He's like, I've been here for hours. Ooh. Been holding that in for so long.
He's all just a big box mod vape. Just wow. I love this.
I love
the spooky.
It's so spooky. Ooh. But you guys, she's back. The bitch is back.
Take it, Elton John.
like chlamydia. She's back and she'll be around.
Yeah, forever. I'm not going anywhere. I did not stay in Vegas.
she will get back to you. It's Amanda Fritz, guys.
Yay! Good to be back. Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here.
So...
thanks for watching the movie that I picked.
Dude, of course. You were like, I want to watch this movie. And I was like, you know what? Fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And you picked?
Ginger Snaps.
And boy, does she snap.
Dude, she pops the fuck off, dude.
So why did you want to watch this movie?
I was having a conversation with someone about Universal relaunching Dark Universe. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of going down like the werewolf like movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And Ginger Snaps just popped up of like, oh, I haven't seen that in a really long time. And I really liked the all-girl take on it.
Yeah.
So I was like, going to watch it myself. And then like, you were like, do you want to do the podcast? And I was like, only if we do Ginger Snaps. And you're like, why are you yelling?
You're like, you're being so, you're holding a gun. Put the gun down.
Yeah. I'm like, Katie.
It's not that serious. You're just I'm like, stop.
How'd you get in my house?
Get out of here. What are you doing?
Every night when you're sleeping, I break in and I go, you should invite me on the podcast.
And I'm like, who said that? And you're just like, nobody. Go back to, back to sleep.
I just blend into the wall. I'm just painted white.
I'm I knew that was, I knew the wall looked weird in my
apartment. I knew that wall had great tits. Wait a minute.
That wall has some honkers on it.
Why do I want to fuck that wall? But right there.
That wall. No.
Not this wall.
That wall seems like it would be good in bed. I don't know.
I don't remember putting a shelf over there.
You like put Funko Pops on
you. I'm like wearing like a poster on me to like.
It's like, but it's clearly like your hair. It's just your hair. It's just.
Yeah. Yeah. I've only painted my skin. I'm still wearing like a normal shirt.
Doesn't quite work. But you know what? She tried. She tried.
We have fun.
So for someone who has never seen Ginger Snaps, how would you describe it? Give it a log line.
Ooh, a log line. Puberty can be a real beast. Thank you. I just thought of that.
That's really good.
Thank you.
That's so good.
Yeah. I was watching it with somebody and they were like, oh, is this like an allegory for puberty? And I was like, no, there's like real monsters in it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But also like periods are real.
Yeah. But also like periods are a monster. It's horrible.
They're so real. Yeah. Do you remember when you got your period?
I do. I was like, it was right around Christmas. And I think I was like 12 or 13. And my mom was like, Merry Christmas, you're a woman. And I was like,
oh. Here's a box of tampons, you whore.
Yeah, she goes, you know, you can get pregnant now. And I was like, I've never even seen a dick. I don't know why.
I don't know what a dick is. Yeah. I'm scared.
Yeah. Also did not tell me how to use tampons.
So you did it up the butt?
I just, I was like, I don't know where it's coming from.
I don't know. You said put it in a hole. I didn't know which one.
I think the first time I used a tampon, like I just left the applicator in. And I was like, God, these do not work.
You're like, these are not comfortable.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to feel them. Are you crazy? Do you just get used to it? Do you just get so numb down there from the plastic? It's fine.
I was like, dude, I got like batteries shoved up my couch. What's happening right now?
You don't do that? You don't put batteries up there?
I drink a lot of Celsius. It's the same thing.
That's basically the same thing.
It's basically just batteries up the couch.
I mean, I was, speaking of Santa, I still believed in Santa when I got mine.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 8.
And you were like, Santa, please take this away from me.
I was like, Santa, I'm a woman now. And my mom was like, dear Santa, fuck you. I was like, she still believes in Santa Claus. She still has her baby teeth. Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, I've been fertile.
Baby. I was going to say baby teeth and period is such a child bride combo. That's insane.
She's been fertile since 8.
What is that? Leonardo DiCaprio on the line?
In the line? I'm still too old for him?
Fuck.
Damn it.
Shit. God damn it.
God.
That's a crazy combo.
Yeah.
Still like to believe in the tooth fairy, but be like, oh, but the pads do have wings on it. Great.
Oh my God. Yep.
Nightmare. Woman, being a woman is a horror film.
It is. It is. Also, this movie.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's so funny. I think it's insane that they're like, yeah, we're going to take pictures of us.
I love that.
Trigger warning. But for those of you
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. There is talks of. Unaliving. Self-harm, unaliving, all that. Yeah, suicide.
Clocking out early, as the kids would say.
Unsubscribing from life.
All right. Who's? If you refer to it as that, then you should. I'm just kidding.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't give the ops the satisfaction. You know what I mean? Stick around.
Fucking do it. Yeah. No, don't please, actually.
As someone who's motivated purely by spite, stick around.
Stick around, kids.
Dude, the death photo shoot rocked.
Why was it so good?
I loved it.
It was so, but also like, what a quirky thing for two girls to be known for.
Yeah.
Like in high school, they're like, yeah, these sisters, they're crazy.
Yeah.
They pretend to be dead and then they take photos of it. I was wondering how they did the hanging photo.
I thought the same thing.
I was like, what kind of rope? Like, what are you, what kind of like, rope did you, you know, I'm like, there's no chair, there's no green, because it's Polaroid, so you didn't green screen it out. So I'm like, how did you?
And there's no harness. You can't see, there's no harness.
Yeah.
No, I know.
So she actually did it.
She goes, okay, you've got 30 seconds. Ready? Did you get it? I love the photo shoot, and everyone in class was like super into it, except for the teacher was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, do that as a classroom assignment is crazy.
As a classroom assignment is insane. Although I will say, in high school photography class, there was a girl that did basically boudoir photos.
Amazing.
And it was in her boyfriend's football jersey.
Oh my God.
So she basically did like a series of like headshots, like in his like pads and like in his like whatever, whatever. And the teacher was like, I feel like I can't comment on this. Like he was like, so upset. Similar reaction.
That's disgusting.
They're great photos.
You know what? Good for her.
You know what? Kelly, what are you up to now?
Kelly, you go off, Kelly. You go queen. You go queen. I just thought because you walk in and Ginger has a knife and is like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Near her wrist. And she goes, wrists are for girls. I'm slitting my throat.
I was like, go. I locked into the movie immediately.
You're like, what a line. Bring it on.
I was like, this is the tone.
This is insane.
What is their little pact? They're like.
Oh, wait. I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Out by 16 or dead in the scene, but together forever.
Hard as fuck, dude.
Should we get that tattooed?
I'm doing it. Yes, 100%.
Out by 16. Well, we're not 16 anymore. So what is the age?
I mean, I think it's still 16. All of this is just post-credit as far as I'm concerned.
This is great. I've ended. I'm not even real.
Did not think we were going to make it this far at all.
No.
This is all extra deleted scenes. You be Ginger, I'll be Bridget. Okay. I'm obsessed with Bridget. I was watching it and I was like, what a little freak. Every time she'd come on screen in a new sweater, I'm like, oh! Bridget with the sweaters. Like,
she
so cute.
Also, fun fact, if you've ever seen the movie Another Cinderella Story with
Brandy?
No. Another Cinderella Story is with Selena Gomez.
Oh.
Andrew Seeley. They play the stepsisters. And I was like,
what a fun homage.
Oh my God. And the actress who plays Bridget is just as awkward. And she has a lot of, like, mouth mannerisms.
Oh, dude.
And she,
her mouth didn't close the whole movie.
Yeah.
The
like,
whole movie.
Catching flies.
Yes, literally. I was like, this girl is all teeth. She's just it's so good. That was a wig, right?
It had to be. Because I was like,
there were some shots where I just go,
like hairline is strong with this one.
God.
Or she has really thick, coarse hair.
I guess.
And it's just a strong hairline. It just is in the family.
I wouldn't know. I'm just kidding. I can't relate. No, I'm obsessed with the sisters. That death photo shoot was so hard. It was so hard. Yeah.
It was insane. The fact that and then their parents were okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, honey, let me just do my really high ponytail, with the two little tiny curls.
The curl bangs were crazy. I was like, no wonder your kids don't respect you.
I was like, first of all, that actress, amazing. Love her. But she would go,
how come my teenage daughters don't want to hang out with me? Have you met a teenager? Also, you're wearing a turtleneck and a crew neck. Pick one.
Hot.
Okay.
Not so hot. But like sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like, you are menopausal. She's getting her period. You're on menopause. Hot flash.
Here's the thing.
She's just looking at you.
She didn't curl her bangs. Her bangs did that with the sweat, perspiration.
She had it so slick back. Now, I have that with like baby hairs.
Oh, yeah.
But she specifically pulled just two out.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have devil horns.
Yeah. She went, I want them to frame my face, but I also want them to be so fucking tightly wrapped.
Sticking out like little like baby horns.
I love the like exasperated mom, dumb dad combo.
Yeah.
Classic early 2000s parental unit of like, stay in your lane, Richard. And he's like, this family doesn't respect me. I love it.
You're like, yeah, it's because you don't have a backbone, bitch.
You bitch. Go to your room, Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, let me talk to my children. You wouldn't get it.
We're fine.
Oh, yeah. The mom, absolutely killer. She's like, what did I say about playing dead in the house again, girls? Like,
oh,
so funny.
Gosh. And then having, you know, a dog die right in the beginning. Fun.
Ooh.
And then, you know, everyone's
gore.
Like, what's happening?
Gore. Pop right in.
And you have another dog die. And then you have another dog die. And then Ginger and Bridget.
That's right. Yeah.
Are strolling.
Yeah.
And she gets
attacked. Just
mauled.
She gets mauled.
Mauled real quick.
Well, after she starts her period. And that's what we think brings lycanthrope.
Yeah.
Because she's got like the blood, and cause, like, even I was like, the bears can smell the menstruation. Oh, she gets fucked up.
She gets fucked the fuck up.
That forest scene when like it's dragging her around and Bridget is like chasing her, that was That was scary.
Yeah. And it's just like, don't tell mom about the period.
Such a teenage response of like, you are bleeding out and you're like, no, no, we can't go to the hospital.
Don't tell mom. I don't want mom to know.
Also, like, low key, when Bridget was hitting it with her camera, part of me was like, oh, I bet that's expensive. Like, ooh,
hey, oh, don't.
Good instincts, but practically, no.
Practically, that is. Yeah. A lot of money.
Oh, honestly, can you put a case on it?
Put the camera down and grab something else.
Yeah.
How about a rock?
Oh, lens cap.
anything. Yeah. From scratch. Ah, don't.
At first I was like, yeah. Oh, like. Expensive. Oh, not the equipment.
Don't do that. Ooh,
if you scratch the lens, you're fucked. Don't do that. I know your sister's dying, but. Yeah, dude, she got fucked up. I love the claw marks and, like, watching that, like, slowly kind of, like, start to heal.
Yeah, she's like, see, it's fine. I'm healing. I'm like, hey, that's not normal.
It's not a good sign. I know you're excited, but it's bad in the long run.
And that's it.
That's how you deliver bad news. Like, Aziz Ansari. It's stage four. Oh, we just want to make him comfortable. Okay. No, that's... Okay.
You know it's good when there's just no sound emitting out of me. It's just, they're like, what's happening? It's like, oh, she's laughing. Internally.
You know dinner is good when everyone shuts the fuck up. It's just... That's so funny.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, she gets mauled pretty bad.
Why did I write? What is this? I don't even know. I can't even read what I fucking wrote.
I thought about taking notes, but I was just honestly enjoying it so much. I think my favorite part of that movie is the teenage angst.
That too.
But continue.
Okay, this is just something that I noticed. Why is their bedroom all concrete?
Okay. They live downstairs?
Yeah, but there's no drywall. It's just, I'm like, you live in a jail?
Yes.
Why is it all like,
yes.
It's a dungeon.
Yes.
Which I guess that's like their vibe, but like.
They live in like an unfinished basement.
It's.
Yes.
I don't have, it's creepy.
I know.
Which is great, but it's like single bulb light.
Yes. Oh. And they have like the one bar light above their beds.
Yeah.
Also, like, I'm sorry, two teenage girls volunteering to share a bathroom. Come on. It's the most unrealistic part of this movie.
Literally.
The werewolves, I believe.
Yeah.
But two teenage girls splitting a bathroom. I'm all, whoa.
That's crazy. That's too much.
Yeah. Their bedroom was like, I kept being like, where is this? And then like throughout the movie, I was like, oh, this is where they live.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to someone's house and you go, no, you don't sleep here.
It's like, no, they live there. And it's just, it's one of those things where it's like some places or some movies and shows you can be like, okay, yeah. I can tell people actually live here versus like a set. And that one I was like,
yeah,
no, I know it's not real, guys. Yeah. I know werewolves aren't real.
Stop it, don't say that. But
lycanthropes are real.
Lycanthropes are real. Werewolves are not real.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I'm very like hell-bent on like using the correct phrasing.
It starts with an L, and I'm like, no. I was like, oh, I can say it on the pot.
Lycanthrope?
Lie.
I got you.
Liar.
I'll be your syllable surrogate.
You are. You know what?
Your syllable surrogate. She can't say it. I'll say it. You're a bitch. I thought you were going to say? Oh,
no,
my
no,
bad.
No, you're good. She fucking hates you. Yeah. Which is why I always have Amanda whenever I'm like, oh, she's like, oh, this is
Katie.
Yeah, she introduces me. It's great. It's so helpful.
It's honestly a power move, though, because then everyone thinks I'm her assistant. And I go, send her an email before she agrees.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be like, whoa, whoa. She's not giving out her number. Okay. My client.
But my client can't speak for herself. No, she literally can't. She will.
I'd be like, we're going to review the contract and see how we feel about that.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. We're leaving.
She'll speak. We're going to go.
Give me the hot dog. We're leaving. You know, the hot dogs are free? Crazy. Yeah, the bedroom
was
nuts.
That was nuts when the hot dogs were free.
Yeah. I think the funniest part is when it cuts to them. I guess it's PE class. And they're just like standing in the center of the lacrosse field, just like smoking a cigarette. Yeah. Like no one's going to notice. Yeah. It's broad daylight, surrounded by their classmates. They're like.
Also thoroughly enjoy how they're like, oh, should we play the game? And she's like, yeah, it's like, okay, pick somebody. And they pick somebody and they go, how would she die? Or how would she be found?
Oh, I didn't even Oh my God, I forgot.
Yeah.
Did they call it?
I don't remember exactly what they said, but I was like, that's a crazy game. Normally, like, you're at a restaurant and you play a game like, oh, how did these two people meet?
Or
what's their story?
Yeah.
They make up a story.
What's their story? And how are they going to die?
How are they going to be found after they're dead?
That's such a, like, teenage true crime angsty game to play.
We're playing it at the Comedy Store.
We're playing it.
Starting this Monday.
And we're going to point and say it to you.
We're going to be like, that guy's going to be.
Not subtle at all.
No, not you. You.
You.
Yeah. Come here.
Do you have any pre-existing conditions? Called it.
You look like you had something.
That's such a sick and twisted version of people watching. Because, yeah, I like to do like, oh, how do these people know each other?
Yeah.
My favorite is this couple fighting?
Yeah.
That's my favorite game to play.
That's amazing.
Did they get in a fight before they got here?
I have a question for you.
Go on.
If I became a werewolf, would you kill me?
No.
Fuck.
I'd let you write it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'd let you write it out, but I would probably do what Benicio del Toro did with Anthony. I'd just lock you up for that night.
Okay.
You're small. I'd probably just like, I'd be like, all right, well, it's the full moon. All right, come on over. Just lock you up and be like, all right, I'll be back in a bit. Leave you some water. Yeah, I'd let you ride it out. That's fun. I'd be like, my friend's a werewolf. Fuck yeah.
I'm killing everybody though.
Yeah.
I might kill your cats.
That's, well, all right. Dogs, fine. My cats?
Dogs and cats don't get along.
I just take you to a, just take you to like a kill shelter. I'll be like, they're going to go anyway. You know what I mean? That's such a funny, like, long-term plan of like, all right, every full moon, I'm just going to go to the shelter and just clean house. Not that I thought about it at all.
The shelters are overrun.
Yeah, the shelters are overrun.
You know what? They're packed and there's not enough room for other animals.
Here's what I do. I drive you down to downtown LA and I say, I pick you up in the morning. Be free. Just kidding.
See you later.
This is so dark and fucked up.
What? Us never.
Us hello? Never.
Hello?
Hello? 2001 called.
That's still my favorite bit.
They hit the second tower. Hello?
That's my favorite bit ever. If you watch the Dr.
Giggles. Giggles.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
Dr. You. Giggles. That's right.
That episode. We did a unsolicited
9/11 joke
from some anti-vaxxers. This podcast is sponsored by anti-vaxxers. Yes. Anti-vaxxers. They have no money.
This picture is just sponsored by, it's just a picture of George Bush reading that book to those kids. He's like, the nation can wait. I'm finishing this book.
Also, got to say this.
Do you?
I do. I do.
Was that the right answer?
Yes.
If you're a werewolf,
yeah.
I let you live?
Yeah.
If I'm a werewolf, what do you do?
I'm going to shoot you point blank.
Didn't even let me finish my sentence. If I'm a werewolf, dead. Okay. We'll put the gun away. I don't shave my legs for 2 weeks and Katie's like. I don't know, bitch.
I'm not dealing with that.
I was like, oh yeah, how do you live a normal life? You're like, dead immediately. And I'm telling everyone I did it.
Too much.
You're so crazy. You didn't even let me finish what I was going to say.
You wanted me to run around downtown LA.
I let you live. Am I going to release you into the forest? Because the other 27 days of the month, you're normal. You know what? Fine.
Nope, you already locked in your answer.
Yeah, I have.
Point blank. I love when Ginger, when she got her powers.
Oh yeah.
That she all of a sudden. I mean, she became a woman. You know, instantly. So she's like, I'm horny.
Her outfit.
And she's like, you man, come here.
Yeah.
But then she just throws them on the ground and starts making out with
them. I love that.
Honestly, similar thing after I got my period.
Assaulting men. Hell yeah.
I had a crush.
Okay.
And I was in like the fourth grade.
Oh my God.
And I pushed him down and I hit him in the dick. And then I ran away.
Because you were like, I don't know what to do with these emotions.
I'm fertile and I can't do anything about it.
Oh my God. It's so our version of like boys pulling ponytails.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was really aggressive. I don't know where it came from.
I love the idea of you just being like uncontrollably horny and not knowing what to do. So you just are just sack tapping dudes left and right. And you're like, if I'm in pain, you're in pain. Cramps. Everyone can tell when Katie had her period. Get some. What are you doing later? You want to go get a milkshake?
Shut up. No, but I like
took this dude out.
Kicked him. I didn't punch him. I kicked him in the nuts.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You should.
I feel really bad though. He was nice.
No, he probably deserved it.
No, he was good.
I'm sure he did something at some point. I'm just kidding.
Nah, he was a nice guy. He still is a good guy.
After that, he was like,
he's like, do you remember when we did that to me? And I was like, yeah, I'm still really proud of that. I talk about it a lot.
After that, he was like, you know what? I should respect women. It just like totally changed. He knocked some sense into him.
Yeah.
He was talking to his friends. He was like, guys, we should be nice to them.
We should be good to the women.
I loved throwing him down on the ground.
So funny.
And like her like throwing him around in the car. I was like, hell yeah, sister.
It also was great when they like showed her spine. No. She had curvature and I was like, yes, a scoliosis queen.
Yeah, scoliosis queen.
Only hot girls have scoliosis.
All hot girls have scoliosis, IBS, or crazy anxiety. Usually 2 out of 3.
I got all 3, baby. Yeah.
That's why she's smoking hot. Hey. 10 out of 10. But she did shit her pants.
I am in a diaper right now.
But it's the weird part is it's over her pants. So I don't really know. It's more of an aesthetic thing, you know? She's in it, but I don't think she knows.
She in it, love.
The tail thing was crazy.
Oh, the tail taping.
Because, okay, here's the thing.
Also, why would you wear short shorts if you have a tail?
I mean, but she has a great ass. I would too.
That's fair. But also, it's going to be hanging out.
Why not tape it? Well, I guess you can't tape it up. You could tape it under.
You could tuck.
Reverse tuck.
Reverse tuck.
You could reverse tuck, but then eventually it would like. My whole thing was like.
Is it going to wag?
That'd be embarrassing. I thought that was going to happen. I thought she was going to wag her tail and it was going to like break out of the tape or something.
She gets excited.
She's all. But my whole thing was like, she's just like, Bridget's just like reading a book or something. And Ginger's just like asleep. And then she just goes over and pulls her pants down and sees the tail. And I was just like, what were you looking for?
Sisters.
Check my panties in case I get a tail. I thought she was like checking for. Also, Bridget keeping track of Ginger's period was so funny.
Like, okay, obsessed much?
Yeah, I was like, that'd be nice to have somebody be like, by the way, you're going to start in a few days. Like, thank you.
She was the Flow app before Flow.
Oh, good for you, Bridget. Thank you. You fucking freak. I'm obsessed with you. Yeah, the tail thing was not when she's taping it to her leg. I thought for sure it was going to like.
It. I was like, you need stronger tape than that.
Was it electrical tape?
Yeah.
It was like gaffing tape.
Yeah.
Not even.
You need like some duct. You need, honestly, Gorilla Glue that bitch.
Gorilla glue. Just like probably rips her skin off.
I mean.
Yeah.
She's already turning into a werewolf.
It gets big at the end. It's like a full.
Yeah, it gets big.
Yeah.
How big?
Whenever she gets really excited, you could just see it. Just kidding.
That's so fucking stupid.
The reverse.
I literally wrote, thank you for saying the tail. The only thing I can read on my notes is says, the tail is crazy.
It's crazy though.
It's crazy.
... Right? ?
Oh, also, when she starts talking to the drug dealer, hot drug dealer,
aren't they always? Aren't they always?
Guys, drugs are really bad.
Drugs are bad, but he have the coolest greenhouse setup. Office.
Yeah, bedroom, whatever.
Whatever that was.
Amazing.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, you should, you know, try introducing, like, what is it?
Monkshood?
And the steel or whatever.
The silver.
The silver.
Oh, the silver.
And all of a sudden, Bridget just mounts
Ginger. Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I've seen this before.
Whoa.
Sisters. I was like, I didn't know we were Amish here. What's going on?
Yeah. I thought you were blood related. No, just my stepsister. I was so confused as to why they did belly button and not just earring.
Yeah, but she's professional piercer now.
Yeah, dude, after that fucking shit. That was gnarly.
That was crazy. Also, she used like a giant hoop earring.
Yes!
You wouldn't just think of something
that's
small.
That's like when they did this.
Yeah.
And they pierced it with a hoop. And yeah. I like remember watching it being like, oh, dude, keeping that hoop clean is going to be crazy.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
No.
It's also, but it was huge. It was like this big.
And it was like, realistically, your body, it's like this much silver to like this much body.
Yeah, you need more.
I loved his little like silver. He like gives him like her, like his earring. And you're like, ew, the fuck?
Rips it up.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you want to use some of this. And it's like okay. Get the fuck away from me.
You're creepy. You're creepy, sir, but also really hot.
But I will buy a dime bag. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I will. All the weed?
Yeah. Yeah. There's always that one mildly attractive guy that sells weed at school. And then you're like, was he hot or did I just want to buy weed?
Period. Period. Speaking of periods, the high school bully comes in to their house.
Yeah.
And Ginger's like,
oh yeah,
holding her back. And she's like, ew, you fucking whatever. And then she dies.
Oh, that was crazy.
And then
the fact that she comes into the house is crazy. Yeah, the fact that she like came into the backyard was crazy.
Yeah. The cover up though, I love.
Oh, pretending it's a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Pretending it's a fake photo shoot.
Okay, so the key to getting away with murder.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, keep notes. Mm-hmm. Is that you
stage it.
Is that you already established that you're fucking weird.
Yeah, yeah. You have to film fake snuff films.
Constantly.
That's your brand.
So that nobody knows you're actually murdering people.
Right. Create a brand.
But this is like years. Like it is going to be at least like 10, 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can start murdering people.
Yeah. 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 It's because you're really going to go for longevity.
Yeah. Correct. We're thinking long term.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why there's no serial killers anymore. Really got to get those numbers up.
Yeah.
You're building.
You gotta. It's, hey, 20 years, you guys are going to be, your minds are going to be blown.
I love the way that Bridget gets her mom to not look in the freezer when she just goes, Mom. What do guys want?
I was waiting for you to say something about this.
Cuts to them on the couch with milk and cookies, and she's just like, oh, God.
And she's like, that's how I met your father.
And that's how you girls came into the world.
So gross. I was like, I don't want to know that because you're so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also meat freezer.
Meat freezer. So this was in Canada, right?
I think so, yeah. Because, they were saying,
yeah,
like, I think she said out, but it's the
out.
And it's just like, there's a couple words. Again, and I was like,
there was a bunch of stuff that was like also in French.
Yeah.
Like some of the, like the missing poster when she goes missing, it's like in French as well. Like, oh yeah. Yeah, the meat freezer was crazy. Is it like a Midwestern Canadian thing?
It is. My mom, so fun fact, when my pet bunny died, my mom was R.I.P. R.I.P. Eddie.
R.I.P. I didn't do it.
She did do it.
You
can't prove fucking killed my rabbit.
You can't prove it.
You fucking killed my rabbit, you bastard.
Guy
with my fucking rabbit. My mom was like, I'll just put him in the freezer.
Why?
She was like, one of your friends has to have a meat freezer. I'm like, where do you think we are?
In Los Angeles, my friends who rent apartments
to have have spare freezer space. Mom, this is not Wisconsin. We're not hunting like deer and have a second fridge in the fucking garage.
Why? And also, why are we storing rabbit meat? Why are we storing?
My mom was like, oh, because you can bring him back to life. Bring him.
I'll dig it.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa Frankenstein.
Yeah, but bring him back to
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin to bury. And I was like, how am I going to explain this to TSA? Am I bringing him in my carry-on? Am I shipping him? How's this working?
You just bring him through and like as if he's alive.
He's sleeping. He's really still.
He's very seepy and cold.
He's super cold.
He's so seepy. Wake up! Oh my God, you can bring him back to. I just imagine you like mailing him like how they bring like soldiers back.
Yes.
It's just like a little, very small flag draped coffin. They bring him off the plane. It's just like this big. They're like
21
gun salute on board with us today.
on board with us today. We have
angel flight. You're like, so dark. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
But yeah, so meat freezers was basically the point, was the meat freezers.
That was crazy. It was crazy,
absolutely
too.
Crazy.
When they broke off her fingers.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
And then her mom was like, let me put them in some Tupperware.
Yeah, we were talking about that when we were watching it. And it was like, why would you save them? And it was like, well, if you think that they're a prop, they're reusable. Yeah, if you're like convinced that it's fake.
But then why would you put them in the good Tupperware?
Why'd you put them in the fridge?
She put them in the good Tupperware.
I think that the mom had a suspicion.
The mom's fucking crazy. We'll at the end, like, we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, yeah.
I also have to say this. Do you think that Ginger and Bridget were trying too hard?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Because I was like, guys, this is a lot. You're really trying hard to be like,
You're edgelord.
I get it.
Edgelord.
You're not like other girls.
Just fucking kill me.
Like, literally, like.
Look, I get it. I was an angsty emo, like, we're all black. Like, I don't want to be normal. But at some point, you're like, well, I'm tired of this. Yeah, so I'll just buy the tampons.
Yeah, just.
At some point, it gets tiring.
Just accept that you have your period.
God,
they were
trying so much. But it's like, I loved the outfits, especially
they're
Bridget.
So Bridget, oh my God.
Bridget was like, I'm going to wear the biggest sweater that I can find. Oh, so sorry. Bridget was like, I'm going to wear the biggest. Bridget. I just want to say that if you're going to do a big sweater, you can't also do a big skirt. It's big top, small bottom.
Period.
Thank you. Or small top, big bottom. Mm-hmm. You could do that. But it's the oversized giant knit sweater and then the prairie girl skirt.
And a trench coat. Like, okay, Columbine, figure it out.
Well, I think the trench coat was cute.
Okay, never mind.
Trench coat was very much giving Van Helsing at the end.
That's okay.
All right. But thank you for knitting your own sweaters, Bridget. Also, we know it's a wig. Okay. Her outfits were so crazy. But the whole time I was just like, the sweaters.
The sweaters. It's just, I was like, girl, you're in the biggest coat possible.
My sister in Christ, you are drowning in fabric right now. Pick one. Also, like, you could tell when Ginger really begins her transformation because she goes from, like, I'm wearing a hoodie over a sweater over a cardigan to, like, a halter top.
Yeah.
Just full halter top.
Yeah.
Midriff.
Yes.
Shorts.
But her walk through the hallway.
No.
Where she goes from, like, I'm not confident to.
So Jennifer's body.
Bitch. I'm like, yes.
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 That was so Jennifer's body.
Good for her. But also, honestly, I was okay if they all died. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
At the end, I was like, I think you all need to die.
I had a prediction of what I thought the ending was going to be, and I was wrong, but that's okay.
What did you think it was going to be?
I thought the ending was going to be Van Helsing style.
Van Helsing, a.k.a. Bridget.
Bridget. Well, yes. I thought it was going to be like, remember, I thought basically like Ginger was going to lunge at Bridget.
Yeah.
Bridget was going to give her the cure. But Ginger was going to accidentally kill her. So I thought Ginger was going to kill Bridget. And then Ginger, like, gets cured and has to be like, no. But instead, dude, Bridget just takes her out.
Bridget.
Not to run to the end.
Well, we can jump around. It's okay.
Yeah. That was crazy.
No, and then they kidnap the drug dealer.
And he dies.
And he dies. And you know what?
As you should, King.
As you should. But also,
as you should.
Hey. No, he was adorable, and Bridget liked him.
Yeah.
And I was like a sister thing of like, I'm going to kill your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And it's like,
sister fight.
Sister fighting. The sisters are fighting. How about you just kiss instead?
Sister. Dude, nothing's worse than a sister fight. Also, he was the one that put together the Wolfsbane monkhood flower, which is funny because after the movie, I looked up the flower. That's a real flower. It's really based off of it. But Wolfsbane is like incredibly poisonous.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know, my mom got it at a craft store. And I'm like, what the fuck? What fucking Michaels?
Where does your mom shop?
What fucking is just like, yeah, would you?
Wait, okay, so what do you think the mom's name is? Because I actually don't know.
Judy?
What do you
it's got to be Judy.
Are you calling her Judy right now?
Oh, it's got to be Judy. It's got to be something super.
Mary Sue, something like that.
Is that
okay,
what you think?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Pamela.
Pamela. Oh, Pam. You know, you're just doing the best you can raising your two girls.
They're just so hard.
They're so difficult.
And Ginger, she got her period.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Well, she's a bit old to be getting her period now.
Oh, yeah.
It must have been a while ago. Yeah. Bridget's not far behind. The girls are growing up. you know, once they start playing around with that dark magic and that that death photography, would you like to buy a Tupperware? And the poor dad is just like drinking white wine in his car. He's like, ugh, women.
You're like, you're gay.
Oh yeah. Dude, at the end, can we talk about the mom?
Yes.
When she was like, basically the mom picks up Bridget before they kidnap the drug dealer and is like, hey, I know you and your sister murdered somebody. So we'll blow up the house with her and your dad in it and start a new life, the three of us girls. Is that what she was saying?
Yeah, just girly pop things.
Mm.
Hey, mom.
Just divorce dad. You don't have to kill him.
She said, no. Everybody's got to go. We could start fresh. And I'm like,
crazy.
You in the minivan and the girls?
Crazy.
Crazy thing to say.
It's
also
insane.
Hey, Pamela, we were not expecting that from you.
Pamela, if you're unhappy in your marriage, we all saw it coming.
Yeah. We did. Also, I wish you would have shown us this side sooner.
Yeah.
Because we could have all teamed up.
Yeah.
Pamela's also fighting the werewolves.
Yeah.
Pamela becomes a werewolf.
Mama wolf. Oh, yeah. The fact that she was.
That was a good riff.
Thank you. The fact that she was like, my daughter's killed somebody. How can I help them cover up the evidence in the biggest way possible?
You could do it a lot more subtle.
Just dig a deeper grave.
Now, my mom, if that happened to me or my brother, she would 100% be like, hey, I know a farm.
100%. There's a pig farm up north.
There's a pig farm. They eat anything.
100%.
They eat anything.
I know a guy. He's going to buy a bunch of acid and lime.
Real quick. It'll be fine.
It's fine.
It'll be fine.
Oh, 100%? My parents are cops. We would have just blamed. Honestly, I think we just blamed it on somebody else. The only way to truly get away with murder is to blame it on somebody else. Because then it's like case closed.
We have to remember to point with a full direct hand. Because if you point with one finger, there's always three pointing back at you.
Knife hand. I pick my second enemy. Because that was main op. You pick second op.
Second op. Okay. You can't do first one. You have to do second.
Well, the first op is dead. First op is missing her fingers and she's buried in the shed. Pick second op and then somehow blame her death on the new girl. Mm-hmm. Two for one. Now they've solved the case. Investigation is closed. You're no longer a suspect. Are you writing this down?
Yeah. Somebody's writing this down. Someone's getting a little too into this.
I'm just kidding.
And that's great. What?
This is really planning out how I'm going to sustain your life as a werewolf.
Oh, wait, okay, wait. This was something, this is so silly that I have to say.
Silly goose so category?
Stupid. It's
do it.
When
yes.
Ginger is, she has like the one girl and is like, she like drags her into the house.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She goes, shut up, shut up.
Shut up, shut up.
Shut up. But it's just like, it's not like a shut up, like yeah. You would, like if you were actually kidnapped.
She's like annoyed.
It's like, shut up.
Stop.
Girl, you're like, oh my God. Chill.
Ew.
Chill.
She's still a teenage girl.
And it just made me giggle. Yeah. I was like, what a thing to say when you're kidnapping someone.
Girls, ew, stop.
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 Literally.
Oh my God, stop. You're being so annoying right now.
You're
stop.
Being so dramatic.
That was so funny. That's also, when she like slips and like cracks her head open and then they're like, oh, fuck. And it's like, well, wasn't that the point? Is that what you were going to do anyway?
Yeah, you were going to kill her. What did you want to happen?
Yeah, that was the whole point.
It's either killed or be killed.
Yeah, well, in this house.
Yeah.
The Fitzgerald household.
Also, the fact that Bridget just blindly follows everything Ginger does.
Oh, yeah.
Get a life.
I know. I mean, I am the oldest sister, so I don't get it, but yeah. I get it. Even the mom was like, you're not joined at the wrist. And I expect him to be like, it's hip. Judy or whatever, Pamela.
Pamela.
It's joined at the hip, not the wrist, dear. Oh, yeah. She even says in the beginning of the movie, like, your father and I have counseling tonight. Remember
They're
that?
Not doing well. What was their story? I want more of their. Well, there is a second movie.
There's a third one.
There's a third one, too?
Yeah. When I was looking it up, there's three.
That's gotta be terrible. That'd be so fucking bad. That can't be a good movie. This movie is already, like, not great.
How long does Ginger snap for?
Have you ever had a ginger snap?
They're amazing. I love ginger snaps. Nickelodeon.
We'll be right back.
It's so sad.
Anyways, any final thoughts on the movie?
That
I missed. I feel like I did something.
We jumped around.
We did.
I love the like teenage girl angsty try hard. We're so fucking different. I love that whole vibe. The werewolf transformation sequence. It was a perfect amount of like gore, silly coming of age.
Honestly, scary. The werewolf at the end, scary.
Her was actually, that sequence of her chasing her around.
Yeah.
Of Ginger chasing Bridget around was actually pretty.
Yeah, I was like, okay, practical.
I really do think that like the gore and practicality of the werewolf scenes adds to the movie. There's so much gore in it of her like mauling people.
Yeah.
Like that really brings such a like weight that like the silly teenage parts are almost needed to keep it even.
Totally.
I think it's hilarious. I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah.
So like rewatching it, I was just like, this is so aesthetic and cute and like,
yeah.
It kind of like checked a bunch of different boxes for me. I liked it. I loved it a lot. I can't wait for winter to come around. I'm going to get the biggest fucking skirts I can find.
We're
bleaching our hair like Ginger. We're doing the Ginger strap. Ginger snap. Ginger strap on, bitch. The Ginger strap. Just growing a tail. You said you used to have the Ginger snap bleach streaks, yeah?
Yeah, they're called money piece.
Oh.
That's what they're in like hair terms.
Yeah.
Yeah, my aunt was like, hey, do you want some blonde in your hair? And I was like, sure. But she only does hair from like the early 2000s. So they were just, it was a thick.
Oh.
And it started here. Yeah. And I was like, dude, fuck yeah.
Did you?
Honestly, give me more. I want. And I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel hot.
Yeah.
And every time I'm back there, I'm like, hey, can you do that again? And she's like, you don't want to ruin your hair. And I was like,
okay.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Did you do it specifically like, oh, this is like Ginger snap?
No.
Or you just, oh.
And then I was like looking at photos and I was like,
oh,
I was rocking that before I like knew what Ginger snaps was.
Yeah. I did the money piece thing, but it was specifically because I wanted to look like Rogue from X2. I was like, give me the Rogue hair. And they were like, okay, or you could just do therapy.
And you're like,
I was like, bleach it up, baby.
I want it to burn. I want it to crack off.
Yeah. Yeah. Men will literally do anything but go to therapy. Meanwhile, every woman who cuts her bangs during a breakup.
I thought about bangs. Just kidding. Don't.
Oh, Katie.
Don't.
Call me before that happens.
Don't. Just kidding.
He's not worth it.
He's not. But daddy, I love him.
Just drinking white wine at the table.
Shut up,
Pamela.
I love him. You don't understand. Oh my god!
I liked it. What were your final thoughts on the movie?
Oh god! This is my second time seeing it. It was fun. A lot.
It was fun.
Darker than I remembered.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot. I was like, I know there's a werewolf.
Yeah.
I forgot that they did the whole like we love suicide.
Totally, and
I was like,
same.
Hey,
whoa,
attention seeking.
Same. I remember Teenage Girls plus Werewolf. I was like, well, this would be exciting, and I was like, Jesus, the period talk,
yeah,
the suicide.
I was
funny
like,
how those go hand in hand. Am I right?
They do. I'm fine. Are you menstruating too?
I just started.
I'm just ending.
Turn around. It's like a baton. You have to have like a four-person friend group and we just kind of like hand the baton off to people.
It is a 4x4.
Yeah, it is a it follows of
but it's not, it's just forever link, and that's what we do. I liked it. It was fun. It's bad, just great.
Yeah. Oh, it was not a good movie.
No, it's not good, but it's great.
But it's fun.
It's fun. The practical effects this time around, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Not bad, guys.
I liked
it. Freaking are doing it.
I liked that there was like a cure, that they were trying to like figure it out. I liked it. That was cute.
So were you afraidy or not afraidy?
I was not afraidy until the end. And then I was a widow afraidy. I was a widow of waiting for my girl Bridget.
Hey, Princess.
Hey, Princess. Princess, you put that antidote down. Princess, you take that needle, you take your medicine.
Get off. Get out.
Princess, I was a widow of waiting at the end.
Get out of my podcast now. Get out. Get off. Get off the set. I started it and I regret it.
Please leave.
I hate it so much.
I just watched her block me on her phone.
I did. I just watched her.
In real, she got blocked.
Security, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And so then I was not a fraidy.
Okay.
Because I'm not a pussy.
pussy as a bitch.
Look at a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wasn't scary. I was just like,
good flex. Okay, cool. All right.
I don't need therapy. I'm numb.
yeah. I feel nothing.
I feel like nothing. I watch horror movies to feel something and I feel nothing.
I've upgraded to actual beheading videos. Yeah. I look on your phone, you're subscribed to Al Jazeera. I'm like, whoa.
How do you know what's on my For You page?
yeah.
Shit.
Because you send it to me.
That is true. It's just 9/11.
It's 9/11. Katie's still living in 2001.
I am. I was, what, 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good.
Yeah. It was a little flighty at the end.
It was a little flighty at the
end.
So then out of 10.
10 as far as like, would I watch it again? Would I recommend it to somebody?
Out of 10. Give it a rating.
Out of 10? Fuck. I'd say 7.
Okay, why?
Because it was, I would watch it again.
Yeah.
It was dark, but fun. Maybe I think it's funny because like part of me was that girl in high school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You seem like you could be part werewolf.
Thank you. They didn't shave my legs. You're such a bully.
You also like ran here on all fours.
I did. I pushed a guy down.
Yeah.
Assaulted him.
You're like, I'm in a couple minutes late. It's like, no, because you're like literally ran here.
Yeah, I bit the producer. I have a tail. No, I was fun. I thought it was fun. I thought it was like scary enough to be scary. I thought it was light enough to be like casually watchable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Okay. Solid. Yeah. Solid.
What about you?
6.
Okay, yeah.
I originally gave it a 7.
Yeah.
And then the second time I watched it, I was like, yeah, I think it went down a little bit. And that's fine. It's like, it's still, honestly, anything over a 5, I consider good. And I will totally watch this again.
Yeah.
It's also like, it's like dark funny, but it's also like, it's not funny.
No.
Like, it's not, it's like, this is a dark movie and like all over.
Yeah.
And
the fact that they're teenage girls and they're being so serious is what makes it ironically funny. Yes. It's like darkly ironic,
but it's like I have to be in the right mood for that.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is something I would watch like, oh, I'm like bored, I'm gonna watch this movie. It'd be like, we're watching it with like, you know, an intention.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, watch with intention.
Watch with intention. Everything you do with intention. Unless you just like don't have time.
And then don't do that
and just do whatever you want. I wanted to double feature this and then American Werewolf in London.
Oh, fun.
I know.
Because
of the transformation sequence. That was, what was that? How did that go again? I don't know if you guys could hear that, but that sounded crazy.
Woof.
It's a werewolf, but I just turned into a corgi.
Okay. Off topic. I can do a really good beagle baying impression.
Mm. That was actually really good. I was fully prepared to be like, all right, that was actually really good.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
I practiced in my car.
Thank you. I can do a peacock.
Okay. It's pretty sad.
You just find me at the Hollywood Cemetery.
This is just you and a peacock. Somebody's peacocking. It's just Amanda.
It's just Amanda having a breakdown.
She does this all the time.
She always comes to the cemetery by herself. It's something that Bridget and Ginger would totally do.
Exactly.
God, they're so, that's what makes it so funny is that they're just so hot, the Hot Topic girls.
The Hot Topic girls, and they're so over the top, and they're just, they're doing a lot. They're doing the most.
Oh my God.
They're doing the most.
Rister for Girls.
Oh, it is 100% this. It is 100%.
Rister for Girls, I'm cutting my throat. And you're just like, yes, Ginger.
You're so dramatic.
I love it.
I can't
wait for you to like, in 10 years, look back at the pictures of yourself now and go, oh my God.
Well, she can't because she's a werewolf.
She turns back, right? Oh, it's like.
Oh, well, she snaps again. She snapped again. Ginger snapped. And then Ginger snapped again.
Fuck.
What? She said, why does she snap so much?
You know what?
But you know what? There's not a single snapping in it. And that's. She should have been like.
I lower it to a 6 then. I'm just kidding. Actually, now that you bring that up.
Third movie, I want it to be camp, and I want her to have where she snaps after when she leaves.
She has a catchphrase. That's how she, like, turns into a werewolf. She goes, and then she turns into
Ginger snaps.
Yeah, she's perfected it.
Also, they don't eat ginger snaps, so it's like, what?
I know. Okay, you know what? You talked me. It's five.
Four.
It's a four.
Three.
You've talked me down.
It's zero. Actually, I hated this.
Actually, I'm submitting a form. I'm taking it off a Shutter.
I'm not even going to air this.
I would laugh if you weren't even recording.
I'm not even recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lied. We lied. You're not even here.
I haven't been here.
You drank so many Celsius. Celsius.
That's why I was running on all fours, because I had so many fucking Celsiuses. You know it's a pre-workout? They don't tell you that when you buy it. It's a pre-workout. That's why I run everywhere now. Just fucking T3000 my ass.
I was going to say, you look great.
Thank you. Can't stop sweating. My heart rate is so high. I'm just going to go back to Coke. You think you're saving money, but really.
Save money, live better.
Okay. I poured it into a glass this morning and I went, oh no.
Don't do that.
It's like
don't do
neon
that.
Green.
Okay, so this is the point of the pod where you plug yourself.
Okay.
And you tell people where they can follow you.
And don't follow me. Don't look for me.
Don't look for me. Don't.
Leave me alone. Stop it. Dad? No, I'm on Instagram at Fritz_comedy. I'm on Threads. I don't post. I'm on Facebook. I don't post. I'm on TikTok. I post a lot on TikTok. I shit post a lot on TikTok, actually.
Hell yeah, you do.
Yeah. A lot of weird astrology content. Sorry, Geminis. Yeah, I'm on Instagram. I am at the San Diego Laugh Factory. I'm at the Ice House a lot.
Ooh.
Oh, so yeah, got a lot of shows coming up.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm bringing back the Elaborate show and podcast in the fall.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So I'm excited.
Yeah.
My editor just finished everything, so I think we're bringing the show back.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be dope. I'm excited.
That's amazing. Yay, look at you, girl.
Thank you.
This is where we insert ads, Katie editing. This is where the ads go.
Katie editing. She does a good job on clips and reels. You can use that.
I'm gonna keep it in. and we'll be right back. Thank you, Dr. Phil. How do I end this? Yeah. Oh,
get out.
Get out. We're done. I just had a brain fart. No. I like to, as we're wrapping up, I like to give and leave everybody with some shitty or good advice on the movie. And I guess don't ever get your period.
Don't ever get your period.
Don't do it. Don't recommend.
Yeah.
Or if you do, become a werewolf.
Become a werewolf.
I think it'd be more fun.
Yeah. If you're going to fuck a guy in his car, wear a condom. You know what I mean?
Cardom.
A card. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. What's my advice on the movie?
Don't have a sister.
Don't have a sister. Don't sleep in the basement. Don't share a room.
Don't share a room. There's a lot of advice here. You know, you can take, there's a lot of things you can learn.
I think your advice should be, if you even think that somebody might be a werewolf, kill them immediately. Katie is like, I'm taking no chances.
Point blank.
Point blank. The minute that there's a nubbins of a tail, you would have killed me for sure. People, there wouldn't have even been a second half of that movie.
Some people like are born with tails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
If I ever meet somebody,
back of the head, just two to the back of the dome. He's a nice guy.
I am
tail phobic
of mice of mending them.
You just put on a nice movie for them to watch.
Oh, look at the pretty sunset. Look at the birdie.
Perfectly nice individual. He's a nice guy. He just has a long spinal column. He's a nice guy. All right, he's Armenian. He's a little hairy. That's fine. All right, he's got insomnia. He stays up late. He bit me. So what? Everyone makes mistakes. It's only because I made him mad. My advice, just kill him.
You're loved.
Yeah. We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here. Well, yeah. Except if you have a tail.
She's not. I'm glad you're here.
If you have a tail, get out of my face.
Allow yourself to be motivated out of spite.
But at this, stay spooky, and we will see you next time.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
I feel like I can